tell us a little bit about the second act, because talk about powerful. That is very scary. And I've read several things that some people say it's very predictable, but I don't necessarily feel that it is predictable.
Well, you know, the first time I saw the show, I was not prepared for the ending. It was not predictable to me. I was shocked. Mm-hmm. So I agree.
So tell us a little bit about what's going to happen in the second act. And the whole, now, Susanna starts out, she's this happy, carefree young woman. And by the second act, it's a totally different person that has had to deal with all of these things that have been happening to her.
I'm looking at the beginning of Act 2, Scene 1, and my score here. And Act 1, she starts up very joyfully, and there's a wonderful square dance music. By the way, we have the whole opening scene has a fantastic square dance that the dance faculty, Mandy Masmar, choreographed for us, and it's wonderful. So the opera starts out joyfully, and then Susanna has her gorgeous and famous aria in the first act, Ain't It a Pretty Night? And by the beginning of Act 2, there's this very listless music that has very little melody to it, and she's saying, how long's it going to last, Sam? How long you reckon it'll take?
There's like this heavy atmosphere of oppression, and they know something bad's going to happen, and they really have no control over it.
How long you reckon it'll last, Sam, before something happens, one way or another? I don't much care which way. She's gotten to that place by the beginning of Act 2, and he basically has no comfort for her that anything will change, because he doesn't have much faith in human nature, and he unfortunately turns out to be right in this case. And then Act 2, Scene 2 is this incredible revival scene where everyone in the opera is in this scene except for the brother Sam, who is out hunting, he says, but there are also hints from Susanna that what he also, when he's out there, is drinking, and that's why he disappears for such a long period of time. So he's not there, and they're having the revival scene, and there's an altar call, which was something that I wasn't really that familiar with, but there's lots of videos of this. You know, it's a current thing that's still happening in many churches in the United States. So the reverend calls forth anyone who wants to repent their sins, and many people in the congregation do, but Susanna just sits in the back. She refuses to come forward, and basically the congregation overpowers her and tries to get her to confess, and at the very last second she screams no, no, and she runs out. And then after that, Act 2, Scene 3 is her second aria, the one that's probably a little bit less known but is just haunting and stunning, The Trees on the Mountain, which Corey was talking about, some of the music having very much a folk music influence or sound, and this is one of those. That it's supposedly a song that her mother taught her when she was a girl. It's really about that the trees on the mountain are cold and bare. So we've gone from Ain't It a Pretty Night, the sky is filled with stars that look like diamonds on velvet. And then by here, she's the summer has vanished and left him there like a false-hearted lover. So her journey in just a couple of days is just heartbreaking. And she does have then Blitch comes to her home to ask her to repent, and in a very different way then overpowers her and does take advantage of her. And from there, the story just spirals out of control. And literally this all happens in a period of just a couple of days.